You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I was commenting that Carter is already texting me at about 10 I don't want to say an adult establishment. No, he's not seen strippers, but he's at a bar.
Zorba's?
Mm-mm. No, and we're not going to start the whole Zorba's debate, too, either.
Drove by a Zorba's over the
Zorba's,
weekend.
Zorba's, what they do, they're great at it. And all the people are getting preachy about it. Calm down. By the way, this is from a foodie. This guy says, I don't go to fast food. But you know what? Zorba's, they're having a lot of fun. This goes back to, what was it, like 3 years ago when I tweeted out?
Maybe two years ago.
What was it? Is this the most popular greater Minnesota restaurant? Something like that, right?
Yeah, something of that nature.
And the amount of people, no, it's terrible. It's awful. I didn't say Gavin Kasem.
Yeah.
And Russell Kline have come together to provide. It's almost all of them are rather crowded. So Carter's with his annual trip. No, he did not convert to Judaism and take the day off like Jordana did for Yom Kippur and just a grotesque act in the UK. The amount of anger on our country, on our planet, is just unending. We're going to get to some of that anger right here. In a different area. That's Dave Harrigan. I'm Chad Hartman. We're here until 3. Jason not only will make his regular Thursday appearance with us, but he'll follow before Twins playoff action. What time does that start?
Still waiting on the first pitch confirmation.
Okay. We will talk a little playoff baseball, though, with the Major. His Padres stay alive, and that's a night game tonight, I think. I mean, I heard Cubs fan line with Hauser. You know, I mean, we had Coomer on for like an hour and a half breaking down the Cubs lineup. I text him. Cubs fan line, he goes, why not?
They are a 4:08 local time.
That's a 4:08er.
Yes, 4:08 for us.
At Wrigley.
Yes.
Do you like that the series now stay just in one location?
For a 3-game series, yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a bit, how many games? The Padres won, what, 93, 94 games? Check the schedule. It is rather a lot of games you can win, and then you're just on the road.
Padres won 90.
90.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dodgers won 93 to win that division.
Yeah. And the Cubs just won the division, so that's the way.
No, Brewers won the division.
Oh, that's right.
Brewers had 97. Cubs won 92.
Yeah, that's right. So the Brewers and Phillies have sat, and the Blue Jays and Mariners are sitting, and we're really sitting. We're really saying. Okay, first topic is I'm coming down here, and I see a spot where I'm going to park, and it's going to require parallel parking.
Mm. Get the gloves on for it? The driving gloves?
No. already on. The leather gloves, you know, just covering the palm, not the fingers. Percentage of people who drive with gloves on in Minnesota today. What is that percent of people?
Those
with
who are serious
gloves?
About it, 95%.
95%.
If you're a serious driver, you put on the leather.
Please tell me that you know someone who drives with driving gloves on, because I take it so serious. 651-461-9226. So I see a spot where I'm going to have to parallel park. And closed circuit Rick Cupcella, there's a lot of people down here today, okay? And so I can see people are behind me. I hit the signal. So I'm trying to signal, hey, if you can understand what I'm about to do. I can't really hit the, I don't have on my car, maybe you do, about to parallel park. Now, when they finally come up with my invention, and it is going to make trillions of dollars, the communication device, the electronic communication device front and back of the car, I could have said about to parallel park, and then the person would have saw it and would have, I understand.
When you hit the signal, was it as you were approaching the spot, or you didn't wait till you stopped in front of the spot and then hit the
signal? No, it was approaching.
Okay, good.
Now I didn't have a lot of time.
You don't always have a lot of time.
You
I
don't, right?
Sometimes
with the parallel
spot,
park.
You're looking, boom, there it is. Okay.
Right, exactly. And the individual behind me just lays on the horn as I stop. I mean, it was a full, it was a niner. 0 to 10, a niner. That horn was on for, I'm going to say 4 seconds. Like, just wanting me to keep going. The idea that if they honk so long, in this case she, that I'm going to move.
I saw one of those last week. Different situation. UPS truck waiting to turn right, but people in the crosswalk and the woman behind her. It had to be 10 seconds. And the driver's like, what do you want me to do? People, I'm going to not run over people.
As you know, people down here and the crosswalk, it's bizarre. Like today, and I'll get back to the parking thing in a second, I get up here, and at the time, there were no cars coming, right? And so I walked through the crosswalk, even though it was red, so yeah, I broke the law. And there was like 3 people, and they were together, and I could see them talking, like, look, who is this guy? There was a break in traffic. Nobody. I'm fine.
I've seen both a cop and a Hennepin County sheriff jaywalk this week.
And
tried to perform a citizen's arrest. They wouldn't allow it.
I'm a tremendous jaywalker. Does this count as jaywalking if there were no they were in the distance, cars were coming, it was just red lights, right? I don't even think that's jaywalking. Is a jaywalking to me is the street and zigzagging like you're Bijan Robinson going through the Vikings defense.
I think if you're going against the light,
is that also
counts as jaywalking? And frankly, you might not be as good as you think you are if people are
phenomenal.
Noticing. Now people are noticing.
They could have been commenting on my skill.
Jaywalker, you don't even realize they're doing it.
Or the fact that if you're a 43-year-old woman, you'd kill to have my legs.
Or 33.
Yeah, there's some wrinkles. Not a lot of hair. I'm not a very hairy person.
No.
You're a fairly hairy person.
I've got some hair.
Yeah?
Not like
take your shirt off. Let's see how much hair you have.
I'd rather not.
Lift it up. Let's see. Do we got a lot of chest lettuce? Oh, yeah.
I'm moderately hairy.
You're more than average, wouldn't you say?
I think I'm roughly in the average category.
I'm low.
You're very light.
Yeah, I'm light. Turn in my man card.
Not a lot of masculinity in you.
That's it. Low T. Hi, it's Chad Hartman for more chest hair. Okay, so I hit it. The horn is going on forever. Mm-hmm. Then stop, so I cannot back up. This is like 6-7 seconds.
Well, they're right behind you.
Oh, I mean, it looks like we're parallel park in the lane. Well, you know me, very flexible. I let things go very well. I just stopped. I'm not losing my parking spot over somebody acting like a jackass.
You shouldn't. They should figure it out. Get the message.
So finally, backs up briefly, rolls down the window and gives me this one. What's this?
That's a bird right there.
That's flipping the bird. Flip the bird, made sure to roll down the window, lean the head out too, looked right at me, and gave me the finger.
Did you get a good look at the individual?
I did, but it's not like I'm gonna, you know, gonna text O'Hara and say, "Hey, come here, come on over." Psst, got a tip for you. So then I gave the horn back too, right? Should I have rose above?
I think you sunk.
Did I then lower to that level?
You were in the mud.
I don't mind the horn. You know me; I'm a horn believer.
Yeah, but you don't do the horn in that situation if you're riding the high road.
I didn't say I was trying to ride the high road. You know, the finger, I think I could have just probably just should have laughed or not acknowledged. But again, it was not a toot. It was longer than a toot. What's longer than a toot?
A blare?
A blare. I gave a blare. You know, and then I got the finger again.
Another finger.
Driving away the finger again after the blare.
Okay. And was that when, like, out the side window looking at you right through your
Well, when she drove by me, so the idea this is just a man who would do it, get out of here with that thing. Okay. Certainly more likely, but in this case, equal opportunity. I am woman, hear me roar. Stared right at me, gave me the finger, didn't say, I thought I could get not only the finger, but saying the F you, did not get that. And then when I gave the blare, finger went back out as she drove away. What's your move when you're mad on the road? What is your move? Is it nothing? Because I get it. The answer should be cool, calm, collected. You're Tom Brady. You're looking tremendous. You're focused. One play at a time. You got Bill Belichick screaming at you, and you're not fazed by it. And you end up winning and looking tremendous and going home to just, well, I don't think he's going home alone. Just a hunch. What is your move when you're angry? Because I hit in the left turn signal for parallel parking. Is that going? Do I deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, unlike Donald, who has solved seven, okay, six, okay, five, okay, maybe some brief pauses in like one war? The left turn signal, do you think most people even do the left turn signal when they're parallel parking?
I hope they do. Most people don't use it when they're turning.
You're correct on that. It's so odd. Especially when they're going like from the left lane to the right lane, just very abruptly.
Yes, that's fine.
Very, very abruptly, they still don't signal. What is your move, and do you ever give the finger? I cannot tell you the last time I don't think I've ever given the finger behind the wheel. Have you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a horn person. I shake my head. I might slow down a little bit if somebody's driving way too fast and we're in the center lane. The finger? No, I can't. I jokingly give the finger. Well, I know the last time I received the finger from Susie the other day. She didn't really mean it.
I think she did.
I don't think she
did. There was hate in her heart.
There was hate in her heart. What's your move when you're angry behind the wheel? And we got it. It should be calm. Namaste. Cleansing breath. Do Pilates right there in the car. You know, like you try to get the reformer in the car, that's going to be kind of tough. Maybe you got a very long car. Maybe that's when you have the driving gloves on. You know? 6-5-1. Way too cold next week, by the way. Look at that forecast.
62.
In the 60s. Jeez. Get out of here with that. Thanks a lot, Brad. We're trying to do a charity event, you know, yesterday and playing golf when it was flawless out. Next week when I'm playing, I'm going to need a parka on. Parka! Get the parka ready. 651-461-9226 when you're ticked off behind the road. What's your move? What I should do, you sign up for Stretch Lab. You know, and just relax while the trained professionals at the double figures of locations we have in Stretch Lab. So don't tell me you don't have one close to you. Go to stretchlab.com. Dozen plus in this area. They help me every single time. They help Quinton every single time. Any of my friends who go, any of the folks who've listened to me here and reach out. By the way, if you ever want to reach out to me on a comment on the show, comment on one of the sponsors, something, you can always send an email, chad.hartman@odyssey.com. chad.hartman@odyssey.com. I truly go to Stretch Lab on a regular basis. There's no way I'm going to lie about this. I am someone who should stretch more. I don't enough. And when I walk out of Stretch Lab, I feel better. Since 2019 for me, go right now. Maybe you're running the marathon. Maybe you're a runner. Maybe you're a golfer. Maybe you sit around too much. Go to Stretch Lab right now today, stretchlab.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Is it Joe Cocker's birthday?
No.
What have we got?
75 years ago today.
Okay.
The very first Peanuts comic strip.
Yep.
Appeared in print.
Chuck.
That's right, Charles Schulz. So why does this one fit? Where does this recording come from?
I love if it was at First Ave.
No, it was at Woodstock.
Okay.
It was Snoopy's little buddy, the little yellow bird. Woodstock. We have Peanuts-themed bumpers today.
Peanuts-themed bumpers. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Can I mention something real quick, too? I tweeted this out yesterday. I love First Avenue. Probably 5 shows this year. Some years, 20. I went to school with one of the great human beings, Katie Severkerson. And through Katie and through attending a lot of shows, I would meet her brother, Conrad. Conrad followed his buddy, his brother, Billy, to work at First Ave. Conrad started at First Ave in 1988, maybe even late 1987. He quickly moved up, and 1990 became the stage manager. Some point in the early 90s, we met, and he came up to me and said something like, Katie says you're the real deal. Anytime you want to go to a show, reach out. And 95% of the time, I didn't reach out to him, but I would see him. And most of the times, he was just so busy, it was a quick nod or it was...
It's a big job on a show night.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And I just would learn over the years how beloved Conrad became, and his brother Billy passed away before, and Dermot Cowley, who you hear often on this show, who owns O'Donovan's right across the street, who is as close a friend as I have on the planet. I love the man. He texted me the other day and said Conrad died. Conrad had battled cancer for a while, and from some accounts I've heard that people thought he was getting better, but he passed away at the age of 66. And if you're a music lover and a concert lover or a First Avenue lover, since 1988 until 2 days ago, somehow Conrad Severkesson played a role. Just a character. Just driven, related. Think about it. You're the stage manager. All the acts that you have to deal with. And again, testament is what are the people so close to you think? And every time I talk to somebody, they're like, we can't imagine the place without him. And Conrad left us, so a tip of the cap to Conrad. I think I have a Katie number because we were such great friends a long time ago. I sent her a text. I know Mark also, just a great family, 10 kids. So Conrad, my brother, wherever you are, I hope you listen to some music. Let's go to some texts. And what do you do when you're angry behind the road? Chad, you will be driving later with only one glove on. Four. That is correct. I will be with the aforementioned Mr. Cowley. Hopefully that ball will end up in the shorter grass and we'll have a little more solid contact. That would be nice. Chad, if you can add a U-turn signal to your parallel parking signal, I'll invest all $12 of my savings. A voice to text, small LED bar on the front back. I agree. I've been thinking about it for decades. Don't take my idea.
Well, they said decades.
Oh, this has been for a while for me. Just because, you know, you're relatively new to the shenanigans. Somebody's going to do it, and they're going to make a killing. Make a killing. I like to give a smirk, a texter says. And then the enthusiastic thumbs up. Okay, so what's your move normally?
Depends who's in the car with me.
Okay, it's you solo.
If I'm solo, I get more angry than I should.
Yeah.
I don't do the bird often. I absolutely have done it. But I will cuss a blue streak. I'll yell.
Will you look them in the eye and say, go bleep yourself?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. I one time when somebody, this huge truck coming down here, cut me off and I just looked at him and the guy cut me off and stopped and I thought, here we go.
Ooh.
I didn't get the finger, I didn't do anything, just cut. And he was coming from, we're going straight towards each other. We both had the green, I turned in the right lane. He did have a bigger vehicle, so maybe he felt I needed to stop for him and I just kind of gave that look of disgust. Cut me off, waited 5 seconds. I thought, I'm stuck right here, and then kept going. And he hit the horn a few times, like as a signal of, I don't think it was we're good. It was kind of go bleep yourself.
Probably looked back in the mirror, saw who he was messing with.
And said, see shoulders like this. Yeah. You're going to be a little weird. When people give my husband the finger, he would make the sign of the cross to them like he was blessing them, and many of them would look incredibly sheepish.
It's a good move.
I shake my head in a way that might offer up the childish reaction. If someone is tailgating me, I look at my rearview mirror, smile, then flip up the mirror. They hate that. I ram their bumper and follow them for 2 hours. Kidding. I used to honk, but I suck it up now because too many people have guns. Chad, I'm currently giving the finger with both hands and driving my knees.
Talent.
I never give my finger to anyone. I'm above that. Okay. I love driving junk cars because when I need to get them somewhere, people try blocking me. I just drive right at them. I don't know about that. I flip the bird. I drive by a house or business that still is displaying a Trump campaign sign. I absolutely enjoy doing this. Whenever I get impatient or angry driving, I sing the overrated theme song. It's my Zen. Josh, very good. No finger, I applaud and smile at them. Major in seconds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.